So today we're continuing our Lenten sermon series titled The Road to the Cross, and we're looking at different people that Jesus encountered on his way to the cross. And so, as you already know, today we're looking at Martha and Mary from the children's time. So that scripture can be found in Luke chapter 10, starting with verse 38. If you have one of the Emmanuel Bibles in your pew, that should be on page 845. But if you're in your own Bible, Luke chapter 10, starting with verse 38. And I do invite you, if you can and are able, to stand in honor and in reverence of the reading of the gospel this morning. Luke chapter 10, starting with verse 38. Now, as they went on their way, he entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks. So she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, 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 you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Gracious God, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, our Lord, our God, our rock, and our Redeemer. Amen. All right, before we get started, I want to see if we can agree on some simple things. Number one, it is frustrating when you're working on something big and other people sit around and watch you work. Can we agree on that? We can agree on that. Let's see if we can agree on this. It's frustrating when you're sitting down trying to focus on something and people are moving around distracting you. We can agree on that. But also, see if we can agree on this. After a long day's work, you get invited to somebody's home in the evening. I don't know about you, but I expect food to be offered. Can we agree on that? If you don't, now you're telling a story because y'all were going to Bojangles or Sonic on the way home. But we can agree on those three things. So let's keep that in mind as we go through this popular story. See, there's some lessons that we can learn during this Lenten journey. And most of the times when you hear this sermon preached, it's like, be like Mary. Poor Martha gets left out. And so I'm going to stand up for the Marthas today. I know there's probably more than two of us. And I want to tell you that we need to be both like Mary and Martha. That there's actually something this Lenten season that we can learn from both of them. So here's the background to what's going on. This is how Jesus ends up in this town in Bethany, eating or sitting in Martha and Mary's living room. Jesus has sent out the 70 or 72, depending on your transcripts, your translations, to go out and do ministry, and they have returned with all these great stories. So as they're gathered, Jesus rejoices with them. He gives thanks to the Holy Spirit for them, for their ministries. And then a lawyer asks a question about eternal life, which leads to the parable of the Good Samaritan. After that parable, it says Jesus then went into this town. So they've been out working, traveling, ministering to people, and then they've been invited into their friend's home. So Jesus and all these hungry men show up to this house. And Martha thinks it's necessary to make sure they have something to eat. Now, why would Martha think that? Here's why. If you'll go back some other time or tonight or whenever, and you'll look at the whole chapter 10, in verse 8, Jesus teaches his own disciples, whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is before you. He's teaching them, when you go in and somebody offers you something, don't ask questions. Accept it as a gift. So here they enter this home, and Martha knows that this is the customary practice of the day, so she's expecting to offer them something to eat. And then verse 27 of the same chapter, very familiar passage, says, the lawyer is talking to Jesus and says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and you should love your neighbor as yourself. Now, I think feeding your neighbor is loving them, if it's good. Now, if it's burnt, probably not. So Martha is really trying to do what she thinks is honorable to Jesus. She's trying to serve him. She's trying to prepare a meal for these men as a way of showing hospitality and grace. Then there's Mary. It says Mary begins sitting at Jesus' feet. Do you realize how many customary practices Mary broke by doing that? She was not supposed to sit at the teacher's feet. That's where a man sat. But Mary is spending time. She's listening. She's soaking up. She's just like these kids. She's soaking up all that Jesus will tell her. She's spending time with this man that she knows he's the Lord. She knows he's the Messiah. And so she's going to sit. She's going to break customary practices. She's going to put herself out there, and she's going to do whatever it takes to spend time with him. And Jesus rewards her for that. Both of these sisters are trying to do what's right. They're actually both trying to do the great commandment. They're trying to love the Lord their God with all they have and their neighbor as themselves. That's what they're attempting to do. So why does Jesus seem to rebuke Martha and reward Mary? Church, it has absolutely nothing to do with Martha's actions. It has to do with the condition of her heart. It has absolutely nothing to do with Martha's action. It has to do with the condition of her heart. Verse 40 says, but Martha was distracted by many things. You ever been so busy you got distracted? You ever been so wrapped up in all the task of church work you got distracted on why you were doing it? I'll say yeah. Verse 41, Jesus then says, but the Lord answered, Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. It has nothing to do with her actions. It's the condition of her heart. She's worried. She's distracted. And because of that, she's missing the blessing of being in the presence of Jesus. But now, since we agreed at the start that we would want help too, we really need to think. We're called to spend time with Jesus like Mary. But are we not also called? Jesus taught us we're going to love God. We're going to spend time with him. He's going to transform our hearts. He's going to change our lives. But we're also called to serve and to love our neighbors as ourselves. We have to be a little bit of Mary and a little bit of Martha. We have to be like both of them. Y'all know that a couple weeks ago or a weekend ago, whenever it was, we went to the United Methodist Men's Men in Ministry Retreat. And the keynote speaker was George Acevedo. He's the senior pastor at Grace United Methodist Church in South Florida. They're doing amazing things. They have somehow found a balance of growing churches and staying connected to the community. It's amazing. So now let's look at that piece of paper y'all are all interested in on why the preacher's giving you more things to do. I didn't come up with this. I don't know that I'm smart enough to come up with something clever like this. But he went and met with another lead pastor who's in Hawaii, and that person told him the key to ministry, the key to growing as a disciple of Jesus, is to be engaged with God's Word, the Bible, God's Word, capital W, Jesus. And so this, he went back to his church, and he, you can flip that over to the back where the list of scripture is, and they created what they call the University of the Holy Spirit. And what they did is they broke it up into three different sections, one word, one sentence, and the University of the Holy Spirit. And so you build on it. And so what you do is, when it's listed in there for you, what you do, you read a chapter, and you just ask God, give me one word today that I can carry with me that will impact my life. Now, he told me, those of you can verify, he told me to go to the web, not me, but everybody. He wasn't talking just, he said, go to the website and download it. I don't get anything for it. He said, I just want people reading their Bibles. So I went to the website and downloaded it. So that's where the reading plan, and I think I left a disclaimer on there. I don't want anybody thinking I came up with this. So it's listed. If you can't do a chapter a day, Do a chapter every other day. I think we could all, if we wanted to be real honest with each other, we could spend more time at Jesus' feet in his word. But then check off that you've completed it. Get that one word. Find that one thing that'll help transform your life. All it's focusing on, this is one word, all it focuses on is the Gospels. The stories, the words of Jesus. We're going to spend some time at Jesus' feet. The second thing, how we're going to be a little bit like Martha. If you'll look at the little insert that was in your bulletin, hopefully it didn't slip out, but this little slip of paper, it's got some information on there. We had a member of our congregation who works over there at Welford Academy, and I was praying, what kind of service project can we do for Lent? Because we need to serve. Now, we need to grow in our faith through these practices, but we got to serve too. And this is what happened. A child needed to go to the nurse because their clothes were too small, and they didn't have anything else to wear. And they were wearing the same pants all the time. The nurse didn't have anything to give her because she had already given it all out. So the nurse gave a list of things here. Simple things. We're going to collect what we can for the next 2 or 3 weeks. It may not be much, but it'll be more than nothing. One item, two items, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel led to do. If you can't go shop, Haley and Darla will be, this is an outreach, so they're going to be working together. Haley will be out in the lobby today as you leave to ask, you can ask her questions, she'll answer them. We're going to try to make a difference in these children's lives by giving them a clean pair of socks sometimes, a clean pair of pants to put on, because we're called to love our neighbor. You know, the difference between Martha and Mary is just the condition of their soul. That's all it is. It's the condition of their soul. Martha obviously knows Jesus. We see her throughout Scripture running to Jesus. But the difference is she gets so distracted by what she's doing, she forgets why she's doing it. I told that group that I rode home with, I said, I feel so crazy. We talk all the time about we need to read our Bibles. How many pastors have you heard say that? You need to spend more time in your Bible. That's a good pastor voice, wasn't it? And I've said that a dozen times, but how many times have we put something in your hand and said, go home and use this as your guide? So there's your map. This is there. Now it's up to you. I can't read it for you. Here's our map. We're going to love God with all we have by spending time with him, and we're going to serve our neighbor as ourselves. How many of you know that song, It Is Well? Y'all know that song, don't you? I knew that. Mary could say it as well with her soul. She didn't care what she had to put on hold. She was going to spend time with Jesus. I don't think Martha could say that. Not because she didn't believe, but she wasn't there in that moment because life got in the way. Too many times because of disappointment and heartache and grief and despair and just all these things that happen in the roller coaster of life, we get distracted and it's not well with our souls. So my prayer for you, my prayer for me, my hope, my desire for this church is that this Lent we will grow in how much time we spend at the feet of Jesus. We will grow in how we love and serve our community. But that regardless of what we face, we will be able to get up every morning and say, it is well with my soul. Let's pray.